Perhaps you remember this, that a few weeks back I preached a homily and it was titled Turning the Ahas into Joseph. And my whole comparison that I drew was between Ahaz, who was the king of Judah, and Joseph, Jesus' foster father. And the main point that I was trying to make in that homily was that Ahaz, this king, he could not get himself to trust God unconditionally. And then I contrasted him with Joseph, how he was able to trust God unconditionally even though everything around him seemed to be falling apart. Keeping I want to contrast today the Magi, the wise men, and Herod. Because the Magi on the one hand and Herod react very differently to the birth of Christ and the actions that they perform as a result of that. There are certainly three points in which we can contrast them. The Magi were on a search. They were constantly looking. Their question is, where is the newborn king of the Jews? They were searching, they were looking, they were discerning. Now, the Magi, their search was so intense that they came from faraway land. Herod, on the other hand, was right there. He was there where Jesus was born, the same country. He did not hear the angel sing, neither did he see the star. For some reason, Herod missed it. And maybe it simply says to us that his search was very different. Secondly, the scriptures tell us that Herod was greatly troubled when he heard about the birth of Jesus. He became afraid. His fear was so intense that he acts irrationally. Many innocent children were killed because of his irrational fear. In contrast, the Magi did exactly the opposite. The reading tells us that the Magi were overjoyed when they heard about this great news, and they were filled with joy when they came to the manger. Fear and joy. Two different emotions from two different groups of people. And thirdly, the scripture tells us that the Magi came and did him homage. Herod, on the other hand, he sought to destroy the child. So based on this contrast between Magi and Herod, I want to just draw some practical implications for us. What can we learn? What should be our questions? What are we called to do? So here's my first point. On a very basic level, I think today's feast leads us to reflect on our own spiritual life, on our own spiritual journey. As I said earlier, the wise men were on a quest. They were on a search. They were on a spiritual journey. We are told that they were led by a star. But perhaps the star was not only something that was outside them in the sky, perhaps the star was this deep consciousness they had that their destiny lay with Christ. In other words, what was happening to them was first of all something that happened within them. So I suggest as a practical implication that we look at our own spiritual journey. Can we ask ourselves, what is the star that is leading us? Where is the star leading us? Who is at the end of our journey, of our star? Who lies there? Maybe I can put these questions in quite another way. Since last year, have we grown in our relationship with God? Since last year, has our relationship with God led us to a better relationship with people around us? Has our relationship with God made us more humble, peaceful, loving, reconciling, and honest people? What is our journey? What is our star? Where is the star leading us? Who is at the end of the star? Think about these questions during the course of the week. Secondly, I want to talk about Herod's fear versus the faith of the Magi. Fear is a very tangible feeling, isn't it? In fact, these days, fear is a very, very dominant feeling among us. Those of you who followed the news of the shootings in the airport in Fort Lauderdale, I'm traveling on Monday, and I wonder whether I will make it home, because anything can happen anywhere these days. Fear is a very, very tangible reality these days. We're afraid of many things. Now, some of these fears are real, and some may be imaginary, but nevertheless, fear is real. The fear, the threat of terrorism, economic uncertainties, brokenness in families, broken relationships, the fear of failure, or even our own insecurities, these are all real fears. Like Herod, sometimes our fear can also be irrational. There are those fears that are rational, there are some fears that are irrational. The fact is that Herod needn't have been afraid of Jesus. Herod had no reason to fear Jesus, but he got afraid. And this was a tragedy. And I'm suggesting today that the opposite of fear is faith. Faith is the antidote to fear. To operate out of faith can lead to some very different outcomes. When Herod acted out of his fear, the outcome was tragedy. Many children got killed. But had he operated through faith, it would have been a very different outcome. I wonder if Herod could have brought himself before Jesus and whether he could have faced his fears with God. He didn't. If only Herod could come to the manger that day. If only Herod could have said, "You three wise men, can I come with you?" He didn't do that. Herod could have done that, but he did not operate from fear. So, I guess the practical implication that I am trying to raise here is, we have no control of our lives. Fear is real. There are those things that we must fear, and those things that maybe the fears are irrational, immaterial of all that. I think today's feast gives us the opportunity to bring our fears before God. Our rational and irrational fears. let us bring them before God. Let's bring our fears before the child Jesus. Let us face our fears with God. Let us pray that we may have the faith to look beyond our fears. Let us pray that we may operate and look at life and everybody around us, not with fear, but with faith. It takes courage. It calls for heroic faith. May God give us that faith. And thirdly, I want to talk about the gifts of the people who came to the manger, the wise men. And I want to share a very simple example with you. During Christmas time, when I have mass for the school children, one of the things I ask our children is, how many of you have made a list of gifts that you would like to receive? And of course, they all put their hands up. And if my opportunity is to meet them after Christmas, I ask them, how many of you receive gifts? And they all put their hands up. And I ask them, why did you receive gifts? And most of the time, the answer is, because it's Jesus' birthday. And I tell them, but if it's Jesus' birthday, why did you receive gifts? Our normal experience is that when it's your birthday, you receive gifts. But if it's somebody else's birthday, you don't receive gifts, you give gifts. And children, for the first time, begin to look puzzled of where I'm leading them. So I tell them, you've all received gifts. It wasn't your birthday. It was Jesus' birthday. What gift did you give him? For the first time, they think about, oh my gosh, I was supposed to give Jesus a gift, isn't it? Now, that's a children's story. But even the adult fact is that these wise men came to Christ with gifts. As adults, we ask ourselves, what can we offer Jesus today? What shall we give him? As individuals, as a family, even as a parish community, what could we offer Jesus? May our gifts match the one who is receiving it, because he is the Christ. Folks, the wise men offered the child Jesus homage. In this Eucharist, we have the opportunity to offer him ultimate homage. Let us do the same. The star has led us here. Our spiritual journey leads us to the altar. Here is Christ who has come to save us. Let us indeed do him homage. People of God said, Amen.